So, Steve, again, just great to see you.
Thank you.
Welcome back home. And we have a very special treat put together by Zoe
Zoe.
and Leo. So, if you're ready for it, I'll see you on the flip.
I will. Okay.
Hey, thanks. Here's Zoe. Awesome is that? How blessed are we? Zoe, you are just one talented rock star. Whenever I hear that song, I love that song, and I remember fondly when you finished writing it years ago and you shared it with us in the office. You were so excited, and we all got excited, and I'm still excited when I hear it. And Leo, man, I keep tooting your horn because that's incredible. I remember when you and Zoe were doing that footage. No, what I mean is, oh, Zoe's live outside right now. Okay, we know that's not the case, but that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you both. And that comes really, really close to getting me in the Christmas spirit, and it's November 13th. If you listened to those lyrics at the very beginning of what Zoe was singing, she said, it's October 1st, and I just saw my first Christmas decoration. The Thanksgiving table's not even set, and wait a minute, I wrote it down. It's not even Halloween yet. The Thanksgiving table's not set. But how true is that? Any store that I've been in the last probably 6 weeks, I see Christmas decorations, even right there beside all the Halloween candy. It's kind of funny because I don't know of anybody that loves Christmas to the degree that my cousin Casey loves Christmas. She's a funny girl, and she said on Halloween, I think I'm just going to get me a jug of eggnog today, spice it up, and put up my Christmas decorations while I eat all this Halloween candy. There might be some left over for the trick-or-treaters tonight. And she did. I don't know about the eggnog or the candy, but she put up her Christmas decorations. So anyway, my talk today is called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like dot, dot, dot. As Leo knows, I love my dots. I love what is to come. And the obvious answer is Christmas, right? Well, the other day when I was talking to Sean, and we talk pretty much every day, he said, what are you talking about on Sunday? And I told him the name of my talk. It's beginning to look a lot like dot, dot, dot. And he said, what does that mean? You're not going to talk about Christmas, are you? And I said, I might. But really, for me, Thanksgiving, it's really about, it's beginning to look a lot like Thanksgiving. Because that's what I think of this time of year, no matter how many Christmas decorations are up. And, you know, is it just me, or do the decorations come into the stores earlier every year in the, you know, the commercial aspect of the holidays? I mean, I love it, but I really love Thanksgiving because it's that opportunity to remember about gratitude. And Steve, you referenced earlier my newsletter note from Friday. Thank you. I don't remember everything I said, but I do have it in writing. I can go back to it and refer to it. But I want to share with you all that Friday night, our friend, Reverend Elizabeth Longo, called me, and she reads the newsletters, and she said, thanks for bringing me so much anxiety through your note. She said, by the way, it was wonderful, but you reminded me that Thanksgiving is less than 2 weeks away. So I remind you all today, it's a week and a half away. I said, well, it's kind of a reality check. You know, that kicks off the holiday season. And when I told Sean that really Thanksgiving is what today's message really feels like it's about for me, he said, this might surprise you, but he said, well, that reminds me of the scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, that, and I love this one, it's rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all things, because this is the will of God for you. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks always. Always. We know these things. We forget these things. And many of you know that one of Sean's favorite books, one that he especially likes to refer to on Sundays, is the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. So I took that scripture, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all things, and looked up what the Holy Spirit's interpretation of this was. And it is to be joyful in celebration of the remembrance of truth. To be joyful in the celebration of the remembrance of truth. To love your brothers and sisters as you love yourself, with a capital S, because they are. Let that sink in. Love your brothers and sisters as your higher self, because they are. We are one. We are all of the one source, the one power. Unity's first principle. Carlos mentioned it again last week. We talk about it all the time. There is one power and one presence in the universe and in my life. God, the good, omnipotent. And there are many variations of that first unity principle that you'll find in different unity circles, in different unity churches and centers. And one of them that is a slight tweak is there is only one power and one presence as the universe and as my life. And that is God the good, omnipotent. There is but one source. So we are to be joyful in celebration of the remembrance of truth. Love your brothers as yourself, because they are, and walk the way of peace in gratitude. We often talk about the power of the simple prayer, thank you. And that Meister Eckhart, back in the 12th century, said if that is the only prayer we ever say, that would be sufficient. I've shared, not all of you know this, but I have shared that when I got back from sabbatical, I moved into a new apartment, and it's a process to get settled into a new home. And there are moments where there's a little bit of overwhelm of where do I start next? And I'm so grateful that I know how to get still and get that guidance, get that inner divine guidance. What is mine to do next right now? Is it even this, what I think it is? Drop from my head to my heart, what is it? And I'm telling you, this scripture, to rejoice always, whatever's going on, rejoice in it. Many of us have heard a number of times Carlos's story about Mr. Parker. No matter what was going on, Mr. Parker would say, hallelujah, hallelujah. And really, that's what rejoicing always is about. We don't always feel hallelujah. We don't always feel like saying it's the best day ever. But when we rejoice, it shifts how we are experiencing whatever it is that is going on. And when we pray without ceasing, that's a tall order. But what that really is it's love. Love your brothers and sisters as yourself, because they are yourself. They are your higher self. It's about deepening that connection with spirit, that guidance that is always present. There's never, ever a time that it is not. And remembering how blessed we are. Give thanks in all things, in all circumstances. Again, not easy to do. I did this a lot on Tuesday and the days that have followed after our national elections that took place, praying, giving thanks for divine outcomes, whether they look divine or not. Give thanks in advance for divine outcomes. I kept giving thanks. I have been, I'm so grateful that my voice is now about an octave higher than it was earlier. I sounded like a, what's it called, a didgeridoo? I was doing that when we were setting up this morning, and Leo said, "Oh my God, that should be your meditation," because my voice is, he said his chest was rattling, standing 6 feet away from me, getting everything set up. But, oh my gosh, where was I with that? Talking about, oh, I've really used this. It was divine on many levels in this conversation with Sean a few days ago, when he said, "What you're talking about reminds me of 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. And I thought, how perfect. I have been feeling this stuff, navigating it, taking a lot of vitamin C and doing a lot of remedies and a lot of prayer. Doing my best to rejoice in whatever is going on with me, whatever my body is trying to tell me, and to pray without ceasing, to continue to know that in spite of whatever I'm feeling, I'm no less divine. I still am whole and complete and healthy, expressing wholeness. It's about activating my cells and coming back into alignment and knowing the truth. Some of you probably remember the song that we used to hear it a lot at Unity Village. And Sean shared it for a while on Facebook early in the pandemic, that every little cell in my body is healthy. Every little cell in my body is well. Every little cell in my body is healthy. Every little cell in my body is well. I'm so glad every little cell in my body is healthy and well. I'm so glad every little cell in my body is healthy and well. I have sung that a lot this week. That's a prayer. I'm praying. I'm giving thanks for knowing this too shall pass, as everything does. So whatever's going on in your life, whatever it is, rejoice, pray, give thanks. Where I was going with sharing with you again about my new apartment, my new home, is getting that guidance, and then knowing, it's so exciting to me to keep knowing and being reminded of how blessed I am all day long, every day, all day long, blessing upon blessing upon blessing. Where are we putting our focus? I'm feeling guided right now. This is a very spontaneous moment. You know, I like those. But one thing that I completed this week was getting my wall set up right here. And it's really beautiful. I wish you could see it. And one of the things that I put up here is a very old thing that I have. So I can take this. Yeah. That I have from Unity. It's called the Unity Good Words Club Pledge. There, I don't know if you can see that. I think I have to hold it here for you to see it, but I'll read it to you. Because, you know, the power of our words. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all things, in all circumstances. There used to be, decades ago, 100 years ago, there was a Unity Good Words Club, and this is their pledge. I believe in the power of the spoken word, and I realize that I am held accountable for even my lightest words. I also believe that there is power in united effort. Therefore, I have become a member of Unity Good Words Club, that I may unite in helping others as well as myself to speak only good, true words. Okay, take a breath. Take a breath. Here's the rest of it. I agree to guard my conversations against all words of gossip, anxiety, foolishness, impurity, untruthfulness, crime, fear, nagging, complaining, sickness, poverty, and anger, and to turn them toward words of trust, wisdom, goodness, health, prosperity, praise, joy, and goodwill. I will also abide by the rules of the club. I don't have the rules of the club, but can there be any more than that? That is a tall order, people. I don't even know if I could be in that club. I think that, the club's really, really old from a long time ago, but I think the people that succeeded, they're all gone from planet Earth because they all ascended. That's a lot. But I just want to keep reminding you of the power of rejoicing always. Rejoicing always. Praying always. Without ceasing. Be in prayer. Be in that mindset. Go to the upper consciousness, to the superconscious mind. And give thanks in all things. And ask yourself, it's beginning to look a lot like what in my life? It's beginning to look a lot like what in my life? What am I affirming? If you want to know what you're affirming, take a look at your life. If something is not jiving, if something is not right or feeling good, what is the gift in it? What is it here to teach you or tell you or show you? It's beginning to look a lot like what? I hope it's beginning to look a lot like whatever solution you seek to whatever you're going through. I hope that your life is beginning to look like you want it to look. Rejoice, pray, give thanks. And I say it's beginning to look a lot like Thanksgiving. Let's give thanks. Let's meditate. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to relax even further. Consciously exhale. Let go. Just let your shoulders drop. I am wonderfully blessed. I am wonderfully blessed and so grateful. My life is overflowing with blessings. In a heightened state of awareness, I notice these blessings. I notice these blessings all the time. And I take this awareness of blessings into all areas of my life. I bless my surroundings. I bless my body. I bless my health. I bless the support I receive from friends, from family, from my community. I bless my growth through work and through play, through my relationships. And through my relationship with God. God is the true blessing in all things. I am abundantly blessed, wonderfully blessed, and so grateful. I'm grateful for my family and friends. I'm grateful for the roof over my head, for the comfort of warmth and safety and security. I'm grateful for the food I have to eat, the food that nourishes me and keeps me healthy. Yet mostly, I am grateful for the presence of God in my life, and the awareness that God is not only around me, eminent, transcendent. God is within me. God and I are one. From my divinity, I give thanks for prosperity, for peace, for joy, for the abundant flow of the sweetest blessings I could ever want. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. And now from this conscious awareness of truth, let's take the time to be still in the silence.
Here in the silence, I say a prayer. Though I've never seen you, somehow I know you're there. You're in the faces of the people that I meet. You're as solid as the earth beneath my feet. So if I should complain that all I have is not enough, forgive me, I've been given so much. And I am blessed every time I look into my baby's eyes and think of all the friends who've touched my life. I realize I have love and I am blessed. So many changes this world can put you through. Sometimes it's hard to find a way. A heart can get confused.